after midnight. On the road again, I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome, folks. Little Willie Nelson.
On the road again, going places that I've never been.
Good song.
Seeing things that I may never see again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Thank you, Willie. This is Bo Mitchell. Welcome to You Get the Blessing this morning. And that is a good acoustical rendition of On the Road Again by Willie Nelson, because that's what we are this morning. We're on the road again today with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and with a great guest here to bless you with his life today and the things he's up to in this community. That's what You Get the Blessing is about. So thank you for tuning in today, listeners, and thank you for letting us know that you're aware of what we're trying to accomplish on this program. So let's get right to it with Gary Ewan today, who's the Dean of the School of Business at Colorado Christian University. Gary has been on our program before, and because of popular demand, I welcome you back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
You like a little Willie Nelson country style there?
I do. I do. Love that song.
Not quite as good, we agree, as Patsy Cline.
Correct.
Now, little known link between those two. Somebody needs to know this morning. I think it was Patsy's first hit, Willie Wrote. You remember what it was? Come on. Gary Ewan put to the test early.
I'm dumbfounded.
Didn't Willie Nelson write Crazy?
Oh, okay.
Mark Klibbe confirming on the left.
Yep.
We are in with some Trivial Pursuit here early. And I know the beautiful Lori Lynn back there. She knew that, didn't you? Did you want me to sing Crazy? No, I guess not. We'll do that another time. So, Gary, what's been going on in your life here since we last spoke a few months ago on this program?
Well, we are rocking over there at CCU. Things are really happening fast, particularly in the School of Business and Leadership. Enrollments are up. We're seeing a lot of new students come in. We're seeing a lot of great graduates leave us with some great jobs already lined up and so forth. So things are just going extremely well.
Let's take a minute, though, and talk about our great friend who could be the president of the United States. Instead, he chose to stop that track and become the president of Colorado Christian University, Bill Armstrong. Tell our listeners a little bit about what happened and how he's doing in his recovery.
Bill is recovering from surgery for bladder cancer. The surgery went extremely well. Bill's doing just fine. Knowing Bill, he's probably pushing himself a little bit too hard on the recovery and so forth, but he's really doing well. The doctors say it's an absolute victory. Things are looking good. He'll have some chemo this spring as well, but he's already back in the office a couple of days a week for a few hours, working on some things that only he can do and so on. So we miss him. When we got the news that he was going into some serious surgery and so on, the entire campus, students, faculty, staff, everybody there was kind of in mourning over the whole deal. He is a deeply loved man, and just one of the greatest examples of a Christ-like leader that I've ever seen. So
same here. How would you? I've said this before in the show, but how would you narrow it down to one or two strengths about Bill Armstrong that just absolutely knock you over almost every time you're around him?
You know, clarity of vision is one of the things that we've longed for the longest time. And Bill brought that in spades. I mean, we know who we are. We know exactly who we are, what we're about, and so on. So that'd be one of them. He's also not afraid to make decisions, right? He's made some awfully big decisions in his life. He's not afraid to do that. But he also empowers his people to make decisions at the lower levels and so on. So, you know, he's a good example of the mix between a servant leader serving us, right, and a shepherd leader telling us, you know, what we need to do as well. And I can't say enough for Bill. He's brought such clarity to Colorado Christian University.
So one of the things a shepherd is supposed to do is identify the lost sheep and go out there and get them, bring them back in. He seems to be, me, to be very inclusive as a leader in that he'll go out and find that person, even if it's just in a room of 10 having a meeting, and make sure Everybody's getting in on board and on the same page.
Yeah, there are no outliers when Bill's around. He notices everything, and he notices everybody. And he's not shy about sharing the gospel either. If you know Bill, you've heard the gospel. I'll tell you that right now. You know, we had our year of evangelism last year, and he himself is a living example of how to evangelize out there and how to share the gospel with people.
I'm not sure I've ever heard many people articulate the gospel any more clearly than he does. In fact, good example for listeners that are tuned in thinking, you know, what is Christianity about here? You check your brain in at the door and you buy into this stuff that's full of stories 2,000 years old about some guy walking on water and healing the dead and yeah. dying on a cross. And come on, how's that supposed to make any sense to me intellectually? And here you got one of the smartest guys that we'll ever encounter, Bill Armstrong, saying eloquently, you know, here's what the scripture says. Here's what the truth is about Christ. If you're really asking me, here, I'll just tell you how it is. And it's got all to do with intellectually understanding it and accepting the scripture as inerrant and buying into, yeah, this makes total sense. In fact, it's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. 2 years ago at our Western Conservative Summit during the summer, Dick Morris from Fox News was going to be the Sunday speaker. And I thought to myself, you know, he's a former Clinton advisor and so on. I thought, what is going on here? Well, as Dick Morris came up to the mic, he expressed to the audience the rest of the story. Bill Armstrong is the one who led Dick Morris to Christ. And it was a remarkable thing because Dick Morris, very intelligent man himself, called Bill up one day apparently and said, look, you know, this Christianity thing and so forth, you're too smart for this. You and Huckabee are two of the smartest people I've ever met in my life, yet you believe in this Jesus guy, right? And so on. And I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Like, snap out of it, boys.
Exactly.
Come to your senses.
And Bill said, well, let me explain it to you, okay? And after their meeting, Dick Morris accepted Jesus.
Wow.
Is that cool or what?
It's the way it should be, and that's the
Absolutely.
Way I've seen Armstrong in action.
Yeah.
So what Gary's describing there is just at some point at what's called an age of accountability, when you're an adult, you should ask these questions.
Yeah.
Was Christ crazy, or are these claims he's making about himself real? And the response to it is, I'm in or I'm not in.
So Absolutely. Yeah.
If you're listening today and you're not in, it's okay. We're not here to judge you. We're just here to say, Gary Ewing's in, Bill Armstrong's in, Bo Mitchell's in. Doesn't make sense anything other than saved and pilgrims on a journey that is blessed by the fact that we can have purpose and meaning and forgiveness for the times we mess it up.
Yeah. And what a difference. What a difference in life it makes. I truly cannot imagine going through life not knowing Jesus and not having that as my backup. You know, I have a special needs son. And we've gone through all kinds of stuff in our lives and so on. And I just can't imagine not having the Lord to rely on there. I know of other people who are in similar circumstances with special needs kids or what have you who don't know the Lord. And I can't imagine it. I just can't. I cannot understand how they make the decisions they make. So.
Well, this is You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell, your host today. And Gary Ewan's my guest, the dean of the School of Business and Leadership at Colorado Christian University. And let's ask that question right there to our audience, because everybody eventually is going to get the phone call that just about breaks you in two. It can come from your doctor, like Bill's just did, saying, okay, the labs are back. You're facing a big-time surgery here,
yep.
pal. It can come from the FBI, like mine did. It can come in the form of a bad marriage or a child that all of a sudden has a special need that's going to require attention for life. How did it come for you?
For me, in terms of my son, it came when he got sick at 3.5 years old, and he's got a massive seizure disorder and things. And the decision to have radical brain surgery to help him have some semblance of a quality of life, but at the same time knowing that we were 100% deciding that he would be impaired for the rest of his life. Fast forward several years to 1999, He's in the hospital in a constant state of seizure. They can't stop it. He's in ICU for a month. And finally, they bring us to a little conference room with about 9 or 10 medical professionals. And they, Mr. and Mrs. Ewan, your son is going to die. And he's going to die sometime in the next week. We believe you should take him home. We'll make him comfortable, have your relatives fly in and say goodbye, and so on. Well, that's a tough thing to hear, right? And so we did take him home, but God and Travis had a different plan.
And your faith was in place?
Absolutely.
When that bad hop was handed to you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And how long had you known Christ?
Oh, my goodness. Since I was 14, so quite a few years.
So your roots were in the ground? And
absolutely.
Christ,
yeah.
You
my wife
and your
as
wife
well.
Were able to handle it?
Yep. We prayed all the way through our decision-making and so on. We were 100% connected on all those decisions as well.
So what was plan B rather than dying?
You know, Travis recovered. He literally walked into the doctor's office 2 weeks later. The doctor couldn't believe it. We've been on this roller coaster a few times. Just this past summer, he broke his ankle, which led to this thing and that thing, and he was back in ICU for a month and out of our house for 4 months. And the doctor, again, he recovered, and the physicians just look at it and they don't understand it and so on, but they really find it special. They also always mention to us how unique it is to have the parents still together, because when you have a special needs child like that, 90% of the time the marriage breaks up, and usually it's the guy taking off. You know, I didn't sign up for this and so on. Well, yes, you did. And if there's any fellas out there who are faced with this situation, you give me a call and I'll walk you through it, because the blessings are unbelievable with this type of situation.
Tough, just like all those other calls I mentioned, but worth it when you go through it with Christ and come out stronger on the other side.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Let's jump subjects here to what's on the horizon at CCU and for you in the next months. And
well, we've got one of our major events is coming up soon on April 18th. It's Wednesday. It's called our Values Aligned Leadership Summit. This will be the 10th annual.
No way.
Values Aligned Leadership Summit. It
wow.
was started in 2002 by our friend Chuck King. And a group of leaders in the community. The goal was to examine business ethics. Obviously, in 2002, when it was first started, that was right on the heels of the Tyco and WorldCom and Enron disasters. And other, you know, secular business schools weren't doing anything with business ethics. Well, we decided that we were not only going to do business ethics in the classroom, but we wanted to hold a summit, if you will, where we would try to match students with executives so that they could look them in the eye and ask them, what were some of the ethical dilemmas that you have faced and how did you, you know, make your decisions and so on. So this will be the 10th year. This year's theme is Red Tape, the Ethics of Overregulation on Business in America. One of our keynote speakers is John Stossel from Fox News and Fox Business. He used to be on ABC's 2020.
How do you get these guys? Armstrong just picks up the phone and calls them and says, we need you.
You know, this one wasn't Armstrong. This was my idea. And we actually, one of our vice presidents, Paul Eldridge, called him. And it just so happens that Stossel was coming through Denver in April on a book signing tour. He's doing a new book, and he'll be there doing a book signing for us as well. And so on. And if you know John, you know he's a very active libertarian and so on. Good guy. He's probably the biggest voice in America about the fact that we're overregulated and what it does to us as a free people, not only what it does to us as individuals and what it does to businesses, what it does to our economy, and so on. So he'll be there. We've got Bob Chittister coming. Bob is the producer of the film series on Milton Friedman called Free to Choose. So he'll be talking to us about truly free enterprise, right? Free enterprise under the regulatory environment that we have here. Dr. Lee Heeb is coming. She's an expert on healthcare law and how it impacts physicians. You got to think about it. Physicians in private practice are small businessmen and small business women, and what it does. She'll share with us that The Medicare laws alone are 60,000 pages in length. So they have to hire specialists in their offices just to keep them apprised of what's going on in terms of the regulations. No wonder our costs go up if they've got to hire those types of people.
Hang on, let me say it again. Valued Aligned Leadership Summit.
VALS.
April 18th.
April 18th, Wednesday, April 18th.
And where is it?
It's at the Marriott Tech Center. We have a number of complimentary seats. You can register for it at www.ccu.edu/VALS, V-A-L-S.
Brother, give that again. That's going to be hard for somebody driving to remember.
ccu.edu/VALS, V-A-L-S.
So you're looking for the VALS Summit.
Correct.
And it's April 18th. Keep going on some of the speakers there because not all the seats are complimentary. We want some of y'all to maybe consider buying a table.
Right. Yeah, we've got some very generous sponsors who are making this, a lot of the seats available, complimentary. One of the people that are going to be presenting is our own Tom Scheffel. Tom Scheffel is an attorney here in town. He also is our one and only business law professor at CCU. He's been with us since 1994, teaching B law every semester. One of the most favored professors out at CCU. Tom is going to be speaking on the topic of mens rea and actus reus, which is legal terms.
I was going to say, count me out on that one.
Used to define a crime. Basically, there are so many regulations in our country right now that relatively innocent people are finding themselves in prison because they broke a law that they didn't even know existed.
Hey, I got one of those going in my own life.
Yeah. And
straw borrowing, never heard of it till it was too late.
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea, you know, so we've got a legal expert coming in to talk about that and the problems with that.
What are those terms again?
It is mens rea and actus reus. Okay. Mens rea simply means that a person must have had a guilty mind at the time of committing the crime. That is, they must have intended to commit the crime. Actus reus means a wrongful act, meaning that the person must have committed an act that's defined as wrong by the law. Okay, and obviously,
I could have used that knowledge.
We've
in
twisted
1991.
This about. We've twisted this about all these years. I mean, Stossel's got a great example of a guy who sells lobsters. Okay, and he somehow broke a law from a foreign country, not even a U.S. law, but the U.S. is tied to this treaty. So the guy is arrested. He spends 8 years in prison for selling the wrong size lobster. He loses his wife. He loses his home. He loses his friends. He loses his career and everything else. He never even knew he broke the law. There was no intent or anything like that. So we'll hear lots of examples of regulations gone amok at our VALS conference. But it's not just to be a big gripe session. It's also to come up with some real solutions on what we can and what we should do as individuals to undo this overregulation in our nation.
So as dynamic as the speakers are every year at VALS, the most interesting part is the way you set the room up where the students interact with the business community. So
correct.
Explain that just a little.
There will be tables of eight. There will be four students at each table and four executives at each table. Not each one of the speakers, but several of the speakers, after they're done, will pose a question to be discussed as table talk. And we'll ask this question, and then we'll have 10 to 15 minutes of discussion at the table where the students and the executives are actually interfacing back and forth and discussing what the topic might be. The idea, frankly, is to have the leaders of today talking about and coaching the leaders of tomorrow.
You think our friend Chuck King figured that out?
He did. I think he had a lot of help, but and Chuck will be there. Actually, we are going to honor the original VALS team this year as well during the 10th annual. So they'll be up on the stage, and Chuck and Mike Maroney and all those guys.
Chuck, an autographed Carlos Gonzalez bat. That'd be a gift he'd cherish.
There you go.
Oh, wait a minute. I'd cherish that.
There you go.
It is that time of year, by the way, you remember?
Yeah.
Spring training. Who else is speaking?
Oh, let's see. Kevin Miller. Kevin Miller, good. Our executive in residence.
He's been on this program.
He has been on this program. He's also the distinguished professor of business and leadership at CCU. He's a noted speaker every month at the Vanguard Roundtable here in Denver, and he does our own monthly crossover network meetings. Frankly, Kevin's one of the brightest guys I've ever met. When he speaks, people listen. I consider him at those types of things, whether it's the Vanguard Roundtable or the Crossover Network, to be my own form of mental floss, right? He just flat makes me think. So he'll be speaking particularly on the evangelicals' approach to overregulation. When you think about it, as Christians, right, when God created, you know, the Garden of Eden, he had one rule, right? Genesis 2:17, you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That was the only rule. That was the only law, right? And of course, we
blew
it.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple. Well, we blew it, right? Well, now fast forward to Exodus 31, the Ten Commandments, right? How many? 10, right? Not 10 million, 10 on two stone tablets. The original Constitution of the United States is 9 pages long. If we add the Bill of Rights, it explodes to 10.5 pages long, right? And if you add every one of the 27 amendments that we've added over the 223 years since the Constitution was invented, it gets up to a grand total of 16 pages. How big is Obamacare? 2,400 pages. That's twice the size of a Bible. The standard Bible is about 1,200 pages in length.
That's why men like to read Sports Illustrated.
That's right.
The business section, possibly watch a little news on the internet, but keep it simple.
The 2010 volume of the Federal Register, which is the newspaper of our regulatory agencies, 81,405 pages in length. That's how many laws just the regulatory agencies have. That's 180 million words. You think we're overregulated? You think it's overly complex? Right? And this all costs us, obviously. If you heat your home, you light your rooms, you buy and cook food, you watch TV, if the answer is yes to any of that, you're being regulated, right?
So raise your hand and say, I'd like to come learn about this and hear about it at the Vows Summit.
Yeah. Obviously, as believers, right, in Jesus Christ, we believe in some, you know, regulation, right? We believe in driving on the right-hand side of the road. Relative obedience to the, you know, speed limits and things like that. We like the idea that people don't pollute our air and water and so on, but how much is enough? I mean, for heaven's sakes, we are in an avalanche of regulations at this point.
And so that's a big theme for the conference.
Absolutely. That is the theme, is how did we get here and how do we undo it? Again, and how do we decide what good regulations and laws are and what bad regulations are? You know, you think about it, your senators and congressmen in Congress, what are they? They're lawmakers, right? So what do? They make laws. Whether we need it or not, they're going to make laws. Well, we need to start taking a bit more intelligent approach to that, because a lot of our laws have unintended consequences, and they cost us an enormous amount. The cost of regulation in the United States is estimated every year at $1.75 trillion, right?
That's a little
imagine
extreme.
What that does. It's a hidden tax.
So people. This is You Get the Blessing. You're listening to my guest today, Gary Ewing. I'm Bo Mitchell. He's the Dean of the School of Business and Leadership at Colorado Christian University. And we're talking about the Vows Conference coming up April 18th. Tell us again how you can register to attend Vows.
Again, we have a number of complimentary seats. There will be a breakfast served, continental breakfast, and then we'll have a nice plated lunch. You can get there at ccu.edu/VALS, Vows.
So you're looking for Colorado Christian University and Vows.
Correct.
And you're looking for April 18th, which is coming up here just a month away. So
yep.
Jump in here, folks, and be blessed with folks like Gary Ewing, who will be there himself, and all these speakers. We got any speakers we haven't mentioned?
Yeah, actually, former Congressman Bob Schaefer is going to wrap things up for us at the very end. We want to end on a positive note. We want to make sure that we're not only just griping about the current situation, but that we're thinking through solutions. And so Bob's going to do the wrap-up for us.
So why should somebody come? They're driving their car today. They're sitting at home listening to this program. They're hearing your voice. It's got them a little bit stirred. Put the clothes on them here.
Well, I think you should consider coming. for two reasons. One, you're going to hear some great speakers, and it's going to be, like I said, mental floss. It's really going to make you think, really going to make you think. And the second is to contribute. You are a leader of today. Well, what about the leaders of tomorrow? It's not just up to us professors in the classroom. It's up to all of us to mentor and guide the leaders of tomorrow. And these are our students who are coming out with their college degrees soon and will soon enough, be leading in the world.
Well, you're a great guy. You've been a great guest again, and we wish you the best with Vals and everything else you're doing out at CCU.
Thanks very much.
And thanks for listening today, y'all. We'll see you next week right here on You Get the Blessing. Blessings, everybody.
On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down.